Baltimore.
Hey, this is Pete with Bank of Cardiff. I was looking to touch base here with Lynette. Is she in right now?
No, she's not here right now. Can I have a second message?
Yeah, is Trace in as well?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh,
that's
perfect. Me. Yeah, so we got your fax to fund the other day here, and I just wanted to touch base with you guys. You know, is now a good time to talk, or should I call back and speak to Lynette?
If you're patient, yeah. I mean, I got customers in and out, but right now, Mike, I just got. We just try. You know, we borrow money on a local basis here in town, but I thought it was an option for us. You know, that might be something we might consider. But.
Yeah, of course. You know, before we get started, let me confirm a couple pieces of info we have on the business, and you know, then I can answer any of your questions, kind of fill you in here on how it works.
Bye.
Perfect. So, Trace, I noticed that you had signed the bottom of the application, correct? Are you the 100% owner, or is it split?
No.
50-50?
Yeah.
Perfect. And real quick, the name of the business is Whitney Wayne, Inc. And then Mulch & Moore is the...
Right.
Yeah, okay, Mulch & Moore is the DBA name, perfect.
Right.
And the structure of the business here is a corporation, so I see, is it an S-Corp or C-Corp?
Yes.
S-Corp, perfect. All right, and the time in business?
We've been here for 28 years.
Oh, congratulations, man. And one last one, the address, can you confirm that real quick for me here?
4927 Starkey, Starkey Road in Roanoke, Virginia, 24018.
Perfect. So, yeah, just to get started here, so you haven't dealt with a working capital loan before, have you, correct?
No.
Okay. So just kind of filling you in, you know, what is your experience, I guess, with lending and or borrowing money? You typically work to take money from the bank here on home equity line, or do you use a line of credit?
Typically in town, you know, there's some smaller banks in town that we borrow from on occasion, and that's typically where we do that from. But honestly, you know, this is kind of a spur of the moment thing, we just have some issues like some roofing and some windows we're interested in maybe getting done. It's not a crucial thing, but for something we're looking at. So if we had a little extra capital, that might be something we could do in the, you know, kind of in the wintertime. So.
Yeah. So hey, tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do here. You said you had some roofing to fix, and then what else?
No, we just have some issues with the roof. It's not leaking around, but we just have and some windows, stuff like that. It's just really structured stuff. We don't have to do it. It's just one of those things where keep all your labor intact and so forth.
So the use of the funds would pretty much be for repairs around the shop for the most part, I guess you can generally put it. Gotcha. Perfect. Who did you bank with, you know, locally? Just a bunch of local, smaller banks that, you know, I probably might not know the name of, or some credit unions?
We got a mortgage with SunTrust, which is a national bank, but there's several banks in town that we deal with, you know, right off the top of my head. I don't remember exactly the name of. They change hands every time.
And, you know, why aren't you going back there? You just kind of want to see your options?
I mean, I probably will. I mean, that's just a convenience thing for me. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know. We probably use them again, but I just thought we'd give it a shot and see what you had to offer.
That's the kind of nice thing about doing it with, you know, a private bank is that because we're non-depository, so we're not taking in any money. We're just a lender for the most part. So we don't have some of the same regulations they have, so we can kind of turn around a little bit quicker. Usually it only takes 2 to 3 days sometimes to fund you. But, you know, just to get back to the point here of kind of differentiating between the two. So working capital loan is a little bit different. It's a lump sum that's deposited directly into the business bank account. And from there on, it's unsecured cash, too. The major difference here. So basically, this cash goes into your business account, and you can use it as needed for anything from repairs to, you know, remodeling to just buying inventory. We don't follow the money. It's not like a line of credit where you kind of got to get an okay from the bank. and you apply for, you know, usually we apply for the longest amount possible and kind of tailor it to what your needs are. So, you know, you got approved for $80,000, you know, you only need 50. We can get you that 50 deposited, whatever you need it, a couple of days. So some business owners kind of like to keep the approval open for, you know, just in their back pocket. They're good for about a month, so they just want to know what they have. But basically, that's the quick rundown. And it is unsecured. It goes under the business's name, too, which is nice. So most of the risk is on the bank, the lender. They are typically a little bit more expensive because of that reason. You know, they are also typically shorter term than your average bank loan.
What kind of rate am I looking at?
That's the other thing. These things are predicated on the sales of the industry and the sales of your company instead of your credit rating. So whereas you're going into a bank and, you know, you have, let's say, 700 credit, they take that into account and lend off that. This is lent based off sales, usually around 10% of your gross. So let's say you do $1 million, you're most likely they're going to get you around 100K. But the rates, they are all something that are predicated on the back end in underwriting. And I really don't have numbers for that. But the good thing is the turnaround's so quick, it's only a day. So basically, once I get your application and a little bit of information, we can have some numbers presented to you in about 24 hours. So that's the good news about that. I can't really give you any rates, but it only takes about a day to get them. So,
I got it.
And you know, that's the other thing about this, though. Like, you're going to basically get a shorter term. So where you're typically looking in years for other loans, these loans go probably anywhere from 3 months to 24 months on the first time.
Right.
So is that something that, you know, you're looking to use this for? Because if you are looking to use this money for repairs,
I don't think 3 months would work for me, but yeah. You know, even a year would be fine. Or 2 would probably better, but that's all right.
Okay, so kind of the minimum term length you're looking at, kind of around 12 months is really the shortest you want to go.
Yeah.
I got you. Perfect, Trace. I'm going to just take some notes by hand, too.
All right.
Mind me. So, yeah, now I kind of filled you in here on what we're looking at. Let's kind of get back here to the need. So, what are you're using this money for some repairs. Do you have a kind of figure in mind or, you know, ballpark
you know,
of what you're looking for?
30, if I had about 30 grand or something, but I don't have to have. I mean, I say that's probably a little overkill. But.
Oh, you know what? That's like kind of said before. We'd rather shoot high on these, get you the approval for a higher number, and we can always come take some off. You know, we can get you approval
right, okay.
for 60,000, come back and tailor it to a 30. That's no issue here. So, the general repairs and just kind of things around the shop. Really, what's it's probably hard to quantify. What's the return on investment there? We just kind of like to ask this question to get a right kind of mindset from you.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Oh, what
Trace.
Did you say now?
what would you say your return on investment is with this, you know, $30,000? I know you're using it for repairs, so it's a little bit harder to quantify.
I mean, some of it will probably use for inventory, so, you know, somewhere between 20% and 30%.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about what you guys do. Yeah, it's Mulch and More, I see, obviously, is the DBA name. Did you sell retail mulch to, you know,
retail,
landscaping?
We do all the municipalities. We don't do the landscaping. We're the supplier. We supply all the municipalities. Anybody that's in business doing landscaping deal with us. And then we deal with a lot of homeowners also. Like I said, we've been in business for 28 years. So.
Yeah, yeah. So you probably built a lot of relationships over the years.
Good.
Do you, you know, open this up as a family business, or, you know, how'd you get started in the industry?
Yeah, that's kind of the way it started. Yeah, that's the way it started.
That's a lot of people get in that way. So, Like I said, I saw in your application here that you did about $900K in gross annual sales. Is that, you know, pretty accurate as far as, you know, top line revenue goes for you?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So you're definitely well in that range of getting 30,000. We could probably even get you around 100. You don't really need anything more there, though. Tell me about the inventory, though. You know, is it just buy mulch straight up front, or, you know, where are you getting it from?
Yeah, we buy everything. Can you hold on a second?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Hold on.
If you do get most of the stuff in, like the application and whatnot, and then whenever you look to send it over, the process will look easier. Just because it is coming into our business, we want to share the next one.
Yes, sir.
Alright,
I'm
waiting for it. Hey. Alrighty here.
Good, man.
Alright, Chase. Yeah, hey, no worries. So when you purchased the mulch here, how long did it take you to turn that over? You know, 3 months, 4 months?
No, about a month.
Oh, about a month? Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So what portion, you know, were you thinking of devoting to your inventory out of that 30,000, you know, say maybe 10K, 5K?
It really depends on what the other, I would say probably 15.
Yeah, okay. Because, you know, if we, say we get you, you know, 15,000 for the inventory, and you make, you know, 20% on that on the low end, but you turn it over every month, so on a 12-month term, you can really flip that money quite a good amount of time to probably get back. Let's see.
That's,
you know,
what we're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice. So that'll pay for probably all the interest, definitely. There, 15,000 times 0.2, and then compounding too. That'll be definitely a good investment on your end here. So let me get back here to the credit side of things, Trace. How would you rate you and, you know, Lynette's personal credit? Good, bad, in the middle?
Last time I checked, mine was 758, I think it is. I think hers is right along the same thing.
Oh, wow. It's, you know, above average. That should be good. Now, also, these loans, because they are short-termed and the risk is mostly on the lender, they do something here with, sometimes they do a daily payment or weekly payment instead of a traditional monthly. Is that something, and they're taken out directly out of the account. It's not like you have to sit there and write a check every day. But just for, you know, example, it would be a Monday through Friday, and maybe they'd be pulling out like $80 or $100. Is that something that you're completely opposed to? Some customers, it really doesn't matter.
I would rather do it every 2 weeks, but yeah, I mean I would consider that.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes I just gotta be upfront. To some people, really freak out about it. I'm not sure why, because if you can budget for monthly, like, I don't understand why you can't budget just on a daily basis. But you know, not my decision. And also, there is quite this. There's like a little loophole too, where you can prepay if you really want, so you can, you know, theoretically from a cash flow perspective, turn it into a monthly payment. You just got to pay at the beginning of the month, but you can prepay for, you know, if you wanted to do every other week, every Monday, you can just, you know, instead of 100 Monday through Friday every day, theoretically, you just do 1,000 every 2 weeks. But yeah, we'll get to that later once we get some real numbers here. But I think for the most part, I got what I got needed from you as far as, you know, some background history here. You don't have any other loans like this at all, I'm getting that?
No.
I got you. And, you know, when you typically go to your, you know, bank for a loan, is it, what kind of terms are you getting? Like, are you getting like a 5-year loan? Are you doing a line of credit? Like,
Typically 3-year, I think, is what it normally is.
So you typically get a 3-year loan. Did you get the same amount of money, or you don't really get $30,000? Do you get something a little bit larger?
You know, honestly, it just really depends, but I don't know. Quite a time I think it was a little more than that, but yeah, man, I don't remember now exactly. It's been a few years since we got one.
I got you. It's been a few years. Alrighty. So, yeah, like I said, I got most of what I need here from you. To continue here, I guess, with the application process, we have your application. It's signed. I'm going to need 6 months of bank statements from you, for business bank statements, and a tax return. And then after that, we can get some numbers in front of you. Actually, also, we're going to need the merchant statements, because you guys take a lot of credit cards, I presume, right? Retail. All right, so we need 4 months of those as well. Do you know who your merchant provider is?
Advocate.
All right. Then I'll put this all in an email for you. You don't have to, you know, remember this. And I might need a signature from Lynette here, because I noticed when you guys did the application, I see all her information in the owner's box, and then you signed on the like the authorization signature. So I might need you guys to fill out another application, but I'll type in all the fields, so all you have to do is sign it. Just make life easier, so if anything gets, you know, messed up down the road, if they do need it, we already have it done. Sometimes they're picky like that. Do you have any other questions, Trace, you know, before I let you go here?
I'm thinking of, you're going to email it to me soon.
Yep, I got you. And this is the Mulchinman 63 at Yahoo's good.
You got it.
Alrighty, man. Thank you. I'll shoot something over there in a few minutes.
All right. Okay.
All right. Take care.